I know usually Tuesday night we learn Ramban, but this week there's an intriguing comment of the Netziv that I want to learn together next couple of minutes. A little bit of a bridge from Ramban to Netziv for this week is that one of the there's something Ramban-like about this Netziv on Parshas Bamidbar. Because one unique features of the Ramban on the Torah is his global perspective. That while with Rashi almost exclusively it's a focus on pasuk by pasuk, the Ramban in many ways expands our perspective. As we've seen in the past, he's often commenting on what an entire parsha means, sort of the view of the forest in addition to the view of the trees, the view from 30,000 feet. And one of the ways in which that's particularly distinct with the Ramban is that, as far as I know, he is the first Mefarish, certainly the first famous Mefarish on Chumash, to not only give Pasuk by Pasuk interpretations, but the Ramban will give introductions sometimes to an entire chunk of Chumash and sometimes even to whole Svarim. Is an introduction to Sefer Bereishis, an introduction of a famous introduction we've seen in the past to Sefer Shemos. What is Sefer Shemos as a whole about? And that's sort of that bespeaks is sort of like the bigger picture perspective. What's the Sefer as a whole about? I want to take a look tonight at the Netziv's introduction to Sefer Bamidbar. And in his looking at Sefer Bamidbar as a whole, he's going to uncover a number of fascinating ideas for us to consider. And he opens, as you see here, the Netziv's Psicha leSefer Bamidbar. Ze haSefer Nikr b'fi haTana in Sota Daf Lamed Vav Chumash haPekudim. He says the Tanaim refer to Sefer Bamidbar as the Chumash of Numbers. The Chumash of Numbers. That's I think I might have made passing reference to this on this past Sunday. That while commonly nowadays Jews refer to this five Chumashim by the an opening word by Midbar Shemos Vayikra, excuse Bereishis Shemos Vayikra by Midbar Devarim. If you look at the names of the Tanoim use, they're actually parallel to the what we think of as the non-Jewish names. Ramban talks about this, that Bereishis is Sefer HaYitzira, the book of Genesis. Ramban speaks, as we've had the chance to enjoy in the past, Ramban speaks about Sefer Shemos as the Sefer HaGolos VaHaGeula, which is Exodus. Exodus is departure, is Geula. We know that the Tanaim refer to Vayikra as Toras Kohanim. Leviticus means the halachas of Shevet Levi, or specifically the Kohanim. Devarim, of course, is referred to as Mishnah Torah, the second time through the Torah. Deuteronomy, Deutero, that means two. And here, Sefer Bamidbar, the English name is Numbers. So Netziv says that's actually the traditional name that Chazal used. Tanaim referred to this as Chumash HaPekudim, the Book of Numbers. We have to take this name seriously. That's what the name of the Tanaim are using. But he points out, Nirsham Adas Raboseinu Inyan Shnei Pekudim Shebezah Sefer. Now it's called Pekudim, countings, because there's one counting in this week's Sedra, in Parashat Bamidbar, and then there's another counting towards the end of Sefer Bamidbar in the 40th year in the Midbar. So that's why this is called the Book of Countings, because of the two countings. But then Netziv says it's remarkable. If you're going to refer to the Sefer Bamidbar, that's because that's the first distinct word in the first pasuk of the Sefer. Bamidbar Sinai, okay. And the truth is, the word Bamidbar does capture a lot of the Sefer. The Sefer is about the travels in the Midbar. But counting? I mean, it's the first topic, but there are so many other topics. It's striking that Chazal seized upon the two Pekudim, Shebezah Sefer, Yoser Mishari Dvar Mishim Yuchan Bezah Sefer. Why is that more notable than many other distinct significant episodes in the Sefer. Meraglim. The Meraglim, that was a turning point in Jewish history. Birkas Bilam, right? The episode in Balak, the Gemara in Bava Basra, when it talks about the, when in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Yudalam and Beis Tetzvavam and Aleph, the Gemara discusses the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. That's the sugya of the Sifrei Tanakh, the Kisvei HaKodesh. Gemara discusses which are the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh, and authorship, who wrote which one, who wrote Koheles, who wrote this, who wrote that. The Gemara there talks about the brachas of Bilam is almost constituting like a separate independent sefer. It's part of Chumash, part of Bamidbar, but almost like a certain, you know, significance unto itself. The Ramban, as the Netziv says, you're looking through Sefer Bamidbar, there are very significant episodes. The Meraglim, the Brachos of Bilam, the Ohr Harbe, and so many others. The conversation between Moshe and Yisro, how in Balosra we're going to solve the story of Korach, the death of Aaron, so much have the war with Sichon, with Og. The fight with the Midianim, there's so much action and so many significant episodes in the course of Sefer Midbar. The most significant episode is the counting of the Jewish people. Obviously, it was a mitzvah, a holy mitzvah, significant, important. It's in Chumash. But is that the number one? That's the top billing. That's the headline item. Literally, the headline, the titular item, the title item, you know, is the Pekudim. It's a book of numbers. So Ramban says, then Tziv says, yes. You know why? He says it's not really about the numbers per se. The numbers themselves are a mitzvah, but not the most significant episode in the Sefer. But it's that the countings together capture something which is the essence of Bamidbar. He says, you know what the essence of the Sefer is? Mishum de'ikar ze ha-sefer hu ha-machlif. The Mishaner, the Mishneh Halichos, Am Hashem b'Chayei HaOlam, Me'al She'giyu L'Eretz Yisrael, Min HaDerech Shehochu BaMidbar. Says, you know what the essence of BaMidbar is? The essence of BaMidbar is to trace the change. There were HaKadosh Baruch Hu shifted how he interacted with us. Our lives changed dramatically. Look, BaMidbar opens, it's the second year. Right? It's the second year. Kalal Yisrael have just left around a year ago, and it's a month into having the Mishkan. This is the early days. Bamidbar ends year 40. Bamidbar ends only a short time before the Jewish people, for Moshe Rabbeinu will pass away, and the Jewish people are going to enter Eretz Yisrael. So he says the essence of Sefer Bamidbar is tracking the transition that Klal Yisrael go through from the beginning of the Midbar to the end of the Midbar. Not just tracking their travels geographically, but two different hanhagos, two different styles of living, two different relationships with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bamidbar, and he says it's even more than that. It's from Midbar to Midbar living to Eretz Yisrael living. Shebamidbar hu misnahagin b'midas tif'era shaholach li'min Moshe shehu legamrei l'mayla malichas atev. When they were in the Midbar, they were living an entirely miraculous life. They were eating, they were living, the food fell from the sky every day, surrounded by Anani HaKavod. They were in the Midbar, the Jews were living an entirely miraculous life. What the Ramban would refer to as Nisim Gluyim, open, obvious miracles every single day. All the time, their lives in the Midbar were miraculous lives. Uve Eretz Yisrael, Halchu B'Derech HaTeva. Once the Jews arrived in Eretz Yisrael, they crossed the yard, they moved to Eretz Yisrael, the mun stops falling, and they begin to eat Lechem Min Ha'aretz instead of Lechem Min HaShemayim. They're going to start to eat normal, natural, terrestrial food. They're no longer going to have Anani HaKavod. Still, as you see in Sefer Yehoshua, there were remarkable Nisim in the way in which they won, the way in which they won the wars, but those were Nisim Nistarim rather than Nisim Gluyim, right? Those were again in the sort of what we expect to hear about in the Six Day War. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against all odds, winning like the last week's parsha, five soldiers, Jewish soldiers win against 100 enemy soldiers. 100 enemy Jewish soldiers against 10,000 enemy soldiers. Nisim Nistar, remarkable Nisim Nistar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still taking care of us, but no longer Nisim Geluyim, no longer outright suspensions of nature. That was the shift from the Hanhaga in the Midbar to the Hanhaga in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Ran Tziv writes, Hochu b'derech ha-teva. It was natural. B'sisrei hashkachas malchus shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued to be involved in our lives, but in a more hidden, less evident way. And then the Netziv says, V'zeh hashinu hischil odam ba-midbar. This shift, this transition didn't start, it wasn't a drastic, stark, the cross the yard, and all of a sudden everything went, immediate shift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke us into it gradually. In year 40, the last year in the Midbar, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to ease us into a more natural style of living. We still had the man, still had the Ananya Kavan, more or less, but there began to be elements of a more natural style of living. And remember, the 40th year, he says, Kemoshe Biyana Parshas Chukas. If you have a Chumash in front of you, the middle of Parshas Chukas, Perek Chaf, we have a date. Perek Chaf, we hear about Miriam passing away in the 40th year. So that's about halfway through the Sefer. So this the latter half, approximately the second half of Sefer Bamidbar, is taking place in the 40th year, from the middle of Chukas and on. Now you think about the timing in Chumash Bamidbar. It opens with year two. That's what we hear about in this week's parasha. That's what we hear about in Parshas Bahaloscha, year two, that they're making the Karban Pesach and the Pesach Sheni, and Shlach follows that. Right, they leave in Parshas Bahaloscha. They leave Har Sinai. They begin to travel in Chodesh Iyar. They ask for Meraglim. Meraglim come back Tisha B'Av. This is still year number two, and then that's when you have the Gezeira that they're going to have to wait another generation before we get into Eretz Yisrael. From the middle of Shlach, all of Korach, and the beginning of Chukas, there are no dates. The Psukim aren't clear about what's happening. It's sort of like almost like a sense of limbo. We're not really it's not clear. That's why there's Machlokas in Chazal already, Machlokas Midrashim. When did the story of Korach happen? Did it happen right after the Meraglim? Did it happen at a later point? Right? And then the Torah sort of intentionally is stepping back from giving the specific timing. We come back in the middle of Chukas, Parakaf, year 40. So there's this transition that's happening over the course of Sefer Bamidbar. That's what the Netziv is pointing to. The beginning of the transition from the totally miraculous seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Nisim Geluyim to the second half of Bamidbar, where things are already beginning to be somewhat more natural. V'zeh HaShinoi, coming back to the language of the Netziv, Na'asub Milchamos Yisrael Makranim Mitzichon. He says, you notice if you're watching carefully in the latter half of Sefer Bamidbar, in the year 40 when they fight against Sichon and Og, those are more natural wars. They're not quite like the totally miraculous war against Amalek, where Moshe's hands up and down is directly impacting the flow of battle. Kadosh Baruch Hu helped us to succeed majestically, but it was more Bederech HaTeva. And he says, the Mata, we no longer hear about the Mata as much. The Gam HaMata in the second half of Bamidbar. Lo haya od b'yad Moshe Tamid. Le'esat Tzorech, l'fi ha'echreach, k'moshe b'yan Risham. He says, take a look at what I wrote in Perek Chaf of Parshas Chukas. You're beginning to see the wars are more natural. We begin to see less of Moshe Rabbeinu's staff. That's all part of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree that we're going to begin to move towards a more natural style of living. And he says that the Bereishis Rabbah highlights this, Fascinating. Al ze ashinu hamatsuyan b'ze ha-sefer amru chazal b'breishas rabba. The Breishas Rabbah is one of the ancient midrashim from the Tanam early Amoram, Medrash Agadah on Sefer Breishas. But Yavdel Elokim ben Ha'or ben Achoshach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguished between light and dark. It's in the first parak of Breishas, in the first day of Bria. So the Medrash says this is a reference. Ze Sefer Bamidbar, Shehu Mavdil ben Yotzei Mitzrayim ben Boi Ha'aretz. That this is a reference to differentiating between light and dark, between day and night. The difference between the Yotzei Mitzrayim, the generation left Mitzrayim, and the generation, the next generation that went into Eretz Yisrael. In what way is that Or and Choshech? How are those two generations Or and Choshech? So the Tziv says, I'll tell you what it means. It means that the Yotzei Mitzrayim experienced Or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was totally obvious to them. They were so nisim gluim all the time. The next generation, they entered Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still there, but you couldn't, it was harder to notice. Kadosh Baruch Hu was hiding his hand more. Kadosh Baruch Hu was retreating and still being mashkiach on us, but with nisim nistar instead of with nisim gluyim. So the Tziv is building a fascinating idea. Again, that Bamidbar as a whole is about the transition from living miraculously to living naturally. And that's evident in many ways, evident in the way war happens the second half of the Sefer in the 40th year. It's evident in Moshe's Mata is less obvious. It's evident, and he says that's Chazal that are pointed to this in the Breishas Rabbah, that there's this shift between obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu very distinctly versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu being retreating, still involved, but not as obviously so. The Or and the Choshech. The truth is, yeah. Let's continue with the Tziv says. So Tziv says, "Achen ikar hefresh hazeh hayonikar b'shnei apakudim." He says, but in a certain sense, this shift is most distinct when you look at the two countings. Shayushnei inyanim shavim b'chomer hamasa. In terms of what's being done, fundamentally the same. Counting the Jewish people. Counting the Jewish people in year two. Counting the Jewish people in year 40, and by Shevets. So, at first glance, it's the same in terms of the Chomer Maaseh, the content of what's being done. But Nishtanu B'tzuras HaMaaseh, but the methodology, the organization was very different. Lefi HaLichos Yisrael. It corresponded to the change in the Hanhaga that Hashem was having with the Klal Yisrael. For instance, he says, Mishum Hachi, but Pamri Shonai al Pisedra de Golem, Midalad Ruchos came Rakava Lashchina. The first time in this week's Parsha, as we saw, we on Sunday saw that Rabbi Yaakov Kametsky points to this as well, the organization of the Shvatim, the ordering of the Shvatim in the counting in this week's Parsha is corresponding to how they fit in four groups of three each around the Mishkan, north, south, east, west. And that's why Gad is counted together with Reuven and Shimon, because that's the way that was the groupings that they had around the Mishkan. In other words, the way that the counting is organized corresponds to the way that they camped around the Mishkan, which he points out is fundamentally a very Kabbalistic, mystical organization. It corresponds to Dalad Ruchos Kemerkava Lashchina. We don't know what this means, but in the first parak of Yecheskel, which is the Haftar for the first day of Shavuos, Yecheskel describes the way things work in Shamayim, deep Kabbalah, the Mishnah tells in Chagiga, and he says something about a metaphorically speaking, a four-sided chariot that's the basis, as it were, the foundation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We don't know exactly what it means, but the Rantziv says that the four-sided presentation of Klal Yisrael and the Degalim, that was a deeply Kabbalistic, somehow corresponds to the four sides of the Kisei HaKavod, whatever that means. Again, it was Klal Yisrael mamash plugging into the way the Malachim work in Shamayim. So that's very, very, that's the Hanhaga Nisus of the Midbar. And even the counting reflected it, because the counting uses that style, that pattern of the Chanayel Degalim, which was this Kabbalistic reference to the Kisya, four sides of the Kisya HaKavod. And Ephraim goes first, he says, whereas in Parshas Pinchas in year 40, It doesn't work the same way. And then he goes on to give more details of that gives more details of how the count different nuances of the way the counting is structured in Parshas Bamidbar in year 2 versus the way the counting is structured in Parshas Pinchas in year 40. A lot of subtle references that reflect the fact that Klal Yisrael in year 2 were still living with very evident Nisim Gluyim, while in year 40 HaKadosh Baruch Hu was easing us into the Hanhaga Tivis from the Hanhaga Nisis of the Midbar to the Hanhaga Tivis that Klal Yisrael would enjoy more fully in Eretz Yisrael. And he even goes on to say, I'll highlight one last line further on. He points out that this may have been what caused the Chet HaMeraglim. This may have been the difficulty grappling with. We're going to have Hanhaga, we're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, and everything's going to change. It's going to be Hanhaga Tivis. We're no longer going to have such evident Gilui Shechina. That was very hard for them to swallow. And that's why they wanted to stay so badly, and they did a chet in order to stay in Eretz, in the Midbar. Why? Because it was scary. To need to be more responsible in their own spiritual living. There was comfort in saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, wanted us to, you know, like parenting a child. The child grows older, begin to allow the child to walk more, you know, act in increasingly independent fashion. So Tziv says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was easing us into Hanhaga Tivis, where we would be junior partners in our destiny, and to accomplish that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take a step back, still be Mashgiach, but not as obviously. But that was hard to deal with. That was hard to deal. It was a necessary transition, but it was a hard one. And that's the essence of Sefer Bamidbar, is how to figure out how to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he's less obviously a part of our lives. And that fundamental concept and that fundamental transition which lies at the heart of Sefer Bamidbar is reflected in the contrast between the two countings, and that's why the Nitziv says countings, numbers, Chumash HaPekudim, is a simen that captures the essence of Sefer Bamidbar, and so the pair of countings and the differences between them are a perfect title for Sefer Bamidbar. Chevra, thank you so much.